Blog Talk Radio.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SiegelLendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037. And 145502, Equal Housing Lender, not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to reap at ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries as we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media. This is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family or business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Before we get into our intriguing content today, please join me in welcoming our featured guest and repeat offender, Deborah Sweets, in the house. Welcome.
Ooh, welcome. I'm so excited to be back here.
Glad to have you with us. And yeah, let me remind you, if you ever have any more finance-related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you, and you can reach out to me directly, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. We call that number, it comes directly to me. First, there are no operators standing by. I am it, and you know something, if I had my soundboard set up properly, I'd be ready to have my studio audience, supposed studio audience, ready to chime in and give you the
quiet numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Famous words that we always have right there. I guess you probably got to know that it's just a sound effect, right? I do have a great team when it comes to developing a financing planner, plan to save you money. I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number on your phone for future reference, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. You know, the fun part of doing the morning broadcast every day, we celebrate every morning on Ron Siegel Radio. And today, as we broadcast live right now, let me just double check and make sure, because it is Monday morning. Every once in a while, I am a little bit slow on Monday morning. You ever slow on Monday mornings? Today's the 20th of August. It is National Radio Day.
I knew that. I heard that one.
You heard that one? Yeah. But you know something, the other part of a great Monday is you get to see, okay, did we remember what we were supposed to remember? National Ice Cream Pie Day. That was on Saturday. I might have to go back and check that one out. You can always go backwards and relive these things, right? National Fajita Day. That was also Saturday. National Soft Ice Cream Day. That was Sunday. Thank goodness I've beaten anorexia. Holy cow. And today, National Chocolate Pecan Pie Day. So, got a lot of celebrating to do. And tomorrow, we got to really be careful because there is a tricky one for tomorrow. But I did miss because I was doing an appearance on Friday, so we did not do a live broadcast. One of my favorite celebrations, if you listen to Ron Siegel Radio on any kind of a regular basis, and you should be, Friday was actually National Nonprofit Day, so we never can forget National Nonprofits. You love the nonprofits. Checking the markets right now, Dow Jones Industrial Average up 110 points, oil up 24 cents per barrel. What does that mean for those of us living in Taxifornia? Well, let's take a look at the price of gasoline according to AAA. $2.838 is the price on a national basis, $3.59.5 in Taxifornia. Now we're paying quite a bit more than anybody else. I paid, I think, $3.19 over the weekend, so I can't complain too much. But, you know, it is Taxifornia. If you really need gasoline, if you need a lot of gasoline, if you're driving one of the big cars, you know, a big Suburban or an Escalade or something along those lines, just get in the car right now, head off to South Carolina, you can fill up at $2.53.5, over a dollar a gallon cheaper than we are paying here in Taxifornia. Moving right along, what else is going on in the markets? We are looking and seeing the mortgage rates. They're still doing well, so we're going to chat more about those in a little bit. Obviously, looking at the mortgage rates, we'll talk about that in the mortgage minute, but good day to be looking at mortgages, so we'll chat about that one as well. What else is in the news? And again, don't forget, we're not just telling you what you can find on Google.com. We're going to be going there, and we're going to share with you the why. Why are we seeing what we're seeing? Why is it happening? What's happening in these markets? So we're going to talk about that portion of it. You can get the what's happening anywhere, right? Just think about that part of it. What else is happening in the news? You got to love it. Anytime we're talking about the news. So we've got Elon Musk once again in the news. Being a stock investor, yes, I like real estate predominantly, but we do have some stock holdings also. Somebody like Elon Musk, very, very dangerous if you are an investor. Why is he so dangerous as an investor? And I can tell you this. I would not own Tesla stock, my personal opinion, because I gave up my licenses, so I can't give you financial advice. I would not own Tesla stock. Maybe if you gave it to me, I might hold it, but I wouldn't pay a dollar a share for it. Why would that be? Because you've got a loose cannon as the CEO. He operates by the seat of his pants. Think about this. Now, I don't know what the SEC is going to do. I do know when I went and got my licenses, I was Series 7 licensed. I did have a Series 66 license. When I had those licenses, you couldn't do the things that Elon Musk is doing without going to jail, right? He came out flatly and, in my opinion, was manipulating the stock price a couple of weeks ago when he told the market, when he lied to the market, saying that he's considering taking the company private, right? That you can't say is a lie because he could be considering it. I don't know. But the next couple of words is where the lie came in. The market manipulation came in. He said, financing secured. Well, by saying financing secured, the average American, the average individual, the average investor thinks he's got the financing in place, but he doesn't have the financing in place. What does that mean to you and me as investors? Well, the reason he did it was to manipulate, my opinion, was to manipulate the stock price. He wanted to see that stock go up because he's trying to get the people that are betting against his stock to lose their money and get off that negative bandwagon. Now, since the time that he did that, the stock price has dropped about 100 points. So the people that he was trying to hurt did not get hurt. The people that he's trying, they're supposedly looking out for, they got hurt significantly. Will he go to jail? I don't know. If he goes to jail, the company folds because he is the visionary of the company. So why would somebody want to own this stock? Well, apparently, there's a whole lot of people that don't want to own the stock, and that's why it's tanking down another 2% today, down at 298. And I did see that one of the big investment houses came out this morning and said, we think this stock's going to 195. Holy cow. Yeah, that's a big drop. Now, people are going to lose more money. Now, if you are a gambling person, again, I would say for my own account, because I can't tell you what to do in your account, you may want to be, I might be looking at what they call a straddle, right? You look at the options and say, I don't know if this stock is going to go up. I don't know if this stock is going to go down. I know this stock is going somewhere. So you look at a straddle and you say, that's the way to play the straddle. You play it with the option. And I might actually look at something along those lines saying, you know something, if it goes down to 195, I make a bunch of money. If it goes back up to 395, I make a bunch of money. I don't know where it's going, but it's not going to stay this place right here. Who knows? Just a thought right there. But that is, it's a big financial news commentary or the any stock business channel that you listen to. They're all talking about what's going on with Tesla. What's going on now? Now, some of them are even going into the idea he's having a fight with his girlfriend. Now, what that has to do with the stock price or anything else, I don't know. I don't care. But, you know, that's the way Elon Musk is. When they tell him that maybe he ought to stop with the Twitter feeds, yeah, he says, I am who I am. I'm going to do what I want to do.
Nothing like a little air superiority.
Yeah. Well, you know something? What's the lady's name that had was a similar situation? Martha Stewart. Yeah, I think she was had a little vacation because she decided that she was going to do what she wanted to do. Now, she didn't go as far as what Musk did, right? I mean, her major crime was lying to the FBI. If that's what the FBI has the most as the most important thing on their docket, thank goodness we're a pretty safe country. I suggest there's probably other things they can be doing better with their time than dealing with Martha Stewart lying. Maybe look at what's going on with Elon Musk, because there's some people that have lost a boatload of money now because of his comments. And it wouldn't surprise me to see some shareholder lawsuits or lawsuits from the other side. I mean, the shorts are not, theoretically, they're not shareholders, but it would not surprise me if they too are a bit upset, you lose $100 a share in your stock price, you're going to be fuming. The shorts are probably thrilled. Just a thought right there. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate, current events, and the financial markets. When we come back, boy, do we have a lot to cover today. We are going to talk about business with Deborah Sweet. We'll find out what she's got on her mind today. Net worth of a homeowner versus a renter. What do you think that would be? There are some low-down payment programs out there. You know that we've talked on Ron Siegel Radio about the great VA loan. We've talked about the USDA loan, FHA loan. But maybe there are other options for low-down payments. We'll talk about that. Discover versus American Express versus Chase. What's all that about? We're going to find out. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us. Facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio, on Twitter at Ron Siegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Did you know that banks and credit bureaus are rewarded financially if you have bad credit? And the worse your credit score is, the more money they can make off of you? How does that make you feel, knowing that banks are getting rich off of your hard-earned money? How does it make you feel, knowing that if a bank or a credit bureau makes a mistake on your credit report, they benefit from it and it hurts you? The Fair Credit Report Act of 1971 requires banks and credit bureaus to report only accurate information, and nearly 100% of all credit reports are inaccurate. If you're sick and tired of being broke and tired of being robbed by the banks, you owe it to yourself and to your family to call Rondi. Rondi is a FICO-certified credit professional and has helped thousands of people just like you get out of debt and establish great credit. Rondi's number is 855-608-1990. Again, that's 855-608-1990. Or visit creditsanitizer.com. Again, that website is creditsanitizer.com.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037 and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message. I deliver it every day on Ron Siegel Radio. Or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Mortgage Minute today being brought to you by our friends at Gold Star Mortgage. When you're ready for that next mortgage, Gold Star has the programs, the products for you. They're the only one I know of that has the fast pass loan approval, allowing your real estate professional to check box J4 on the residential purchase agreement. No loan contingencies. That is a big benefit for you. So what's happening in the mortgage world right now? I told you a little bit earlier about the mortgages frequently start off. The mortgage world starts off with what's going on in the stock market. That's why I bring that up to you. So the stock market is up 98 points. Generally, the bond market is going to move in the opposite direction of the stock market. Now, remember, when the bond goes down, interest rates go up and vice versa. That's the reason we see that is it's called a flight to quality, right? Or security. So when we see geopolitical events, Venezuela collapsing right now, their currency, they devalued by 95%. Can you imagine that if you could had a $1 bill in your pocket and you could only go and buy a single piece of gum? I think you can buy a piece of bubble gum for a nickel nowadays. I'm not sure you can even do that. But basically, that's what they're doing with their dollar in Venezuela right now. Not pleasant. So when that's happening, where do people want to put their money? They want to send their money to the United States because they look at it as being safe. So we look at the Dow Jones being down, as I shared with you. And I just told you part of the reason why that is. Then you look and you say, okay, so what's happening to interest rates? Well, the 10-year treasury is down. That means that that bond is up. And as I look right now, we're looking at the Fannie Mae 30-year. That bond is up. Interest rates down on the 30-year home loan. So that's just a scenario of where it is. Let's look a little bit deeper. You got to look deep. You can't just look at those numbers because that's what anybody can do. Google gives you that information. So we know that we're going to be seeing economic news coming out. The Fed minutes are coming out this week. Fed Chairman Jerome Powell will be at the Jackson Hole Annual Economic Symposium later this week. That's where Ben Bernanke came out with some very, very important comments a few years back. Preliminary talks between the U.S. and China to lay some of the potential groundwork for a deal ahead of the meeting in November between President Trump and Chinese President Xi. Those are going on the rest of the week. Mortgage applications, existing home sales, and the Fed minutes on Wednesday. Jobless claims, FHFA house price index, and new home sales on Thursday. And as I mentioned, Jerome Powell will be speaking on Friday. That's the reason the market's doing what it's doing. That is the Mortgage Minute, again, brought to you by our friends over at Gold Star Mortgage. So our friend Deborah Sweet's in the house. Welcome.
Yay. Thanks for having me.
Glad to have you with us. Tell us a little bit about your company. What do you tell us about your industry, what you're doing, how you're helping the marketplace?
Absolutely. So I actually have two companies.
Okay.
And they mirror one another. And I've been
so mirroring one another. Does that mean they're back? One's backwards and the other's not?
I don't know. Depends on the day.
Okay.
Right? Who are you talking to? Right? So most people know us for Sweet Marketing Solutions. This is a strategic marketing firm where what we do is we develop, I write, I develop, I implement and manage high level marketing plans. And usually in this space, what I do is I take companies that are already at about 2 million in sales and up, and they want to more than double their annual sales and revenue on a regular basis. So we do very effective marketing. The other side, though, is a lot of businesses that are still trying to master the stages of entrepreneurship. And there's a learning curve along the way that most businesses fumble their way through. And I got to tell you, Ron, I've worked with so many different businesses over the years with Sweet Marketing that were, you know, from startup all the way into very seasoned businesses. And I kept seeing these cycles of businesses where they get stuck and they couldn't move ahead so that we could implement the next level of effective marketing. Or when we would implement the marketing plans, they would get overwhelmed. And because they get too much business and they didn't understand how to scale up. So a few years ago, I started a second entity called Thrive Right Consulting. And what I do there is I help businesses under $1 million learn to scale or learn to master the stages of entrepreneurship. And for those that are over 2 million, they still work with us because we help them become more effective in scaling the business, which is a little different than just acquiring clients so that when we're implementing marketing, that they can have some longevity.
So, you know, one of the things I want to get to that's really a basic concept, and I think we miss this in a lot of instances, the difference between marketing and sales.
Oh, it's huge. It's huge.
So explain that a little bit, because I know a lot of people, especially entrepreneurs, they don't think of the difference, the ones I come in contact with anyway. I'm out there selling every single day, so that's just my marketing plan.
Right. So sales is really important. There are two things. Peter Drucker stated this a long time ago. There are two things that every business absolutely must do, and it needs to be the dominant part of what you're doing in business, and that's marketing and selling. So marketing, and per my approach, is that it's everything that you do from the time you say hello to the time you say hello again. So it's out there connecting your message to people who you have a solution for their pain point to solve. So it's how you communicate your value, how you're going to solve problems. We all have problems. We all want...
Some of us have more than others.
I can help you with some of that.
Okay.
We'll talk offline.
Okay.
So every business, you know, we all have a reason why we have our business. It's a product, it's a service, and we have that perfect person who we're a perfect fit for. So there's one marketing mistake that I see over and over again, and that is a mindset of my business is designed for anybody and everybody, and that's the fastest way to get zero results. So part of what I do as a strategic marketing consultant is I help my clients really hone in on who really should you be doing business with so that we can market effectively. We can communicate your best value, your best way that you solve problems, and then it's a matter of what's the strategy, and then what are the tactics and the tools? So then I'm kind of drilling down. So a lot of people think that, oh, I just put something up on Facebook or I just show up and that's my marketing plan. Well, marketing today too needs a little bit more. We do integrated marketing. So I do a blend of old school and new school, meaning online and offline.
Okay.
And because today there is so much noise everywhere we turn. I'm going to keep coming back to this overwhelmed. There are so many things that we as human beings are exposed to today in life and business that we shut down a lot of what we're seeing and hearing. So our job in business, in our marketing, is to make sure we cut through the noise to connect very quickly to the mindset and the heart of your ideal client.
That makes so much sense right there. And it almost sounds so just basic, but it's not, right?
Yeah.
I mean, if you send out a message to me and trying to communicate to me the same way as you try and communicate even to my wife.
Right.
Right. I mean, I'm talking sports, I'm talking politics, I'm talking business.
Right.
And she's talking with a whole different language with her friends. So if you send a football message to her, she's not going to understand it at all.
Not unless if she's a diehard football fan right there at the hip with you.
Right.
You know, and if she's a football widow, yeah, we're going to talk wine and, you know, well, maybe not wine, but I know a lot
well,
of
people. We can talk about wine. What's the problem with that?
I grew up in the Midwest where, you know, there are football widows and there are hunting widows all year round. And so what do those ladies do? They're going to get together and they do painting or they have their own things that they
sure
want to go do. So absolutely.
You got to talk differently.
You have to.
Right?
And
I mean, someone talked to me in a color scheme, right? I have no clue.
Right.
Right? I mean, my wife dresses me in the morning. I'm, you know, it's otherwise I'd be in real trouble. Right? I mean, but
right,
you know, it's not important to me.
Right. And so as a business owner, as a business professional, when you're out there and you know that all of my clients have one similar goal, and that is I need my next client.
Sure.
I need my next best client. Well, we all need that. We also need to nurture the relationship with those people who've already done business with you. So there's this language that, yes, marketing needs to speak. But one of the things we also help our clients with is sometimes we have our own personal approach in business of how we talk about our business. And even that doesn't always connect through effective marketing or effective selling.
And that's a big issue right there, right? I mean, if I'm not savvy enough to recognize the fact that I can't talk in football terms to my wife or to many other individuals who are not, I don't want to get gender specific, but
right,
I mean, could be a man or a woman that's not into sports.
Right.
I'm not going to communicate. I think your term is actually better, connect with them.
Correct.
Right. And I've got to quickly figure out how do I do that?
Absolutely. And so I'm going to come back to what else you said, too, about selling, right? So here's this huge disconnect. There are people that are great, and they're going to do things that are marketing, but they forget to finish the process with selling.
Okay, and that makes sense.
So, and so, again, there's this mindset. I deal a lot in mindset. And with we'll talk a little bit, too, about part of why I personally have such a unique perspective about mindset, but the mindset around marketing and the mindset of selling, that's also kind of a mirror. You need both, right? It's two different sides of a beach ball, if you will. And there are people that do everything right in marketing, but if you don't ever get to that point where you ask for engagement, you ask for the sale, you're probably not going to get it. Or there's a lot of people I find that they just think, because I am marketing, that everybody's going to come my way. That the old school concept of book it and they will come, right? Build
right.
it and they will be here. That does work to an extent, but now you have to promote because there's so gosh darn much competition. So having good sales skills and sales conversation and being comfortable with it, that is a really paramount skill that everybody needs. But there's another point.
Wait, hold that.
Oh,
we're
okay.
Going to hold that next point till we come back. You got to listen in because we're going to be here for another half hour with Deborah Sweet. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. Net worth of a homeowner versus a renter. Discover versus American Express versus Chase. What are the differences? Does it matter? We'll talk about all that and more when you come back. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990 or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio, on Twitter at Ron Siegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, shame on you. But the replay is available, Ron Siegel 1, Ron Siegel, the numeral 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Siegel Lending Team offers you buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,900. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.75%, APR 3.85%, that payment could support a $416,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6.5%, which is roughly the average home mortgage rate over the past 30 years, that same $1,900 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $314,000 mortgage. That's over $100,000 worth of home you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. All you need to do to get started is reach out to the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Call us for full details, 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 or SiegelLendingTeam.com. Equal housing lender, licensed under NMLS number 217037.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
Homeowners that are 62 and older are about to find out a great way to live a better retirement. It's called a reverse mortgage, and SLT can help you learn more. Call the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990 right now to receive your free booklet with no obligation. It answers questions like how a reverse mortgage works, how much you qualify for, the ways to receive your money, and more. When you call the experts at Siegel Lending Team today, you'll learn the benefits of a government-insured reverse mortgage, how it will eliminate your monthly mortgage payments, and give you tax-free cash from the equity in your home. Here's the best part. You still own your home. Now is the best time to take control of your retirement. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 to get your free brochure. Call today or visit our website at SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com or simply call 800-306-1990.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The net worth of a homeowner, 44 times greater than a renter. That is the subject right now. Every 3 years, the Federal Reserve conducts their survey of consumer finances in which they collect data across all economic and social groups. Their latest survey data covering 2013 to 2016 was recently released. The study revealed that the median net worth of a homeowner, $231,400, a 15% increase since 2013. At the same time, the median net worth of renters decreased by 5%, $5,200 today compared to $5,500 in 2013. Numbers reveal that the net worth of a homeowner is over 44 times greater than that of a renter. As we've said before, simply put, home ownership is a form of forced savings. Every time you pay your mortgage, you are contributing to your net worth by increasing the equity in your home. That is why, for the fifth year in a row, Gallup reported that Americans picked real estate as the best long-term investment. This year's results showed that 34% of Americans chose real estate, followed by stocks at 26%, and then gold, savings accounts, CDs, or bonds. Greater equity in your home gives you options. If you want to find out how you can use the increased equity in your home to move to a home that better fits your current lifestyle, let us chat. All you have to do is call me at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. That is the real-time real estate segment. Again, brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text NEST, N-E-S-T, to 79564. Find your dream home before someone else does. We are continuing our conversation. Deborah Sweet is in the house. Sweet Marketing Solutions and Thrive Right Consulting, the names of her companies. We've been chatting about the difference between marketing and selling and, you know, being the odd host that I may be, the rude host that I am. I interrupted you, Deborah. There was one more thing. And
there's
one
more thing.
Exactly. And I was the one that did the interrupting. So tell us the one more thing that we are missing.
All right. So here's what we're talking about. So in the last segment, we just talked a little bit about what marketing is and my perspective. And I was telling you that and sharing with the listeners that there is this symbiotic relationship between marketing and selling. You know, it's kind of like the chicken and the egg. Which one comes first, right? Do I need one? Do I need the other? Well, you need both.
Sure.
And they go great together, right? So marketing is always important. You need it every time, all the time, 24/7, online, offline, but you want to be intentional with your marketing so that your time and your words and your effort and your message connect with the people that really need you. And the goal of marketing is to open up that conversation, open up that awareness, but you need to finish it, right? Businesses need sales. And if you are not selling, or if you do not, if your company is struggling with having an effective sales team, that's going to impact your bottom line and your longevity. So here's Deborah's definition of selling. And I know there are many definitions out there, but my definition is having a comfortable conversation that converts. What the heck is that? So a comfortable conversation that converts. So there are different ways to sell online and offline. And I know many people, especially introverts, love using internet. I do a lot with the internet to help bring me leads. And yes, I have things that I can actually sell automatically online, but I've learned how to take my words electronically so that I can still create that engagement, that relationship that converts into a client. However, we're in this really interesting time, Ron. There's so much technology, and I'm talking about overwhelm again because I want to make sure I want to dig a little deeper into that.
Technology overwhelm?
Oh, my gosh.
Okay.
Technology overwhelm, and sometimes there's overwhelm just in life and business. You know, everybody that I deal with, my clients, my friends, my colleagues, even myself at times, there are these, you just hear it in their voice. How are you? Oh, my gosh. Right? I'm so, like,
sure.
We're dealing with so much. It seems like, especially since the market reset in 2008, how business is being done is different. And there are more demands on people at work and in running business to do more, less time, be more. And so this creates a state of overwhelm. So let me wrap up my thought on selling, right? Because I'm gonna tie this all together in a second. When you are selling, one of the things that's a competitive advantage for your listeners is to bring the human back into business. I like technology, but there's something called the H factor. It's the human factor. As individuals, we've always been hardwired to be part of community. That's why entities such as Facebook, LinkedIn, they work. Meetup works. In your own neighborhood, we connect into communities that make us feel good. We have similar values, similar lifestyles. Well, in business, you want to connect with that client. But when it comes to having that comfortable conversation that converts, yes, you can do it online through technology, but what human beings are craving is a human conversation. And so for businesses that might be struggling with sales, there's usually a few parts to this. I have a program that I do. It's a sales summit. It's a 3-day transformational sales summit. I offer it a few times publicly, and then I bring it into businesses privately, where I'll come in and actually work with businesses and their sales team to overhaul the conversation. Because you know what I hear all the time? Oh, Deb, I hate sales. I don't like selling. Selling's not a bad thing. We sell every day,
sure, right?
But it's so there's this mindset.
Heck, you're selling just to get a date. I mean, I don't want to get in trouble,
right?
I mean,
you are totally. We are.
I haven't done that in 30 some years, but you know.
I get it, but that's true. You sell for that. You know, you want the whole concept of selling. It's always there, but there's this mindset. There are these stumbling blocks that are in our subconscious that get in the way always in business until you're aware that they're there and then you can remove them. So learning how to have a comfortable conversation that converts is really important in selling. And that way, selling is natural for introverts. I'm a high introvert. People don't believe that. They're like, there's no way you're an introvert. I'm a hard introvert. But I love selling, and I can have a comfortable conversation. And these are things that I've perfected, I've learned, and I teach. So does that kind of answer your question?
Absolutely.
Okay.
And the whole idea here is you got to get that online conversation offline.
Yes. So for your listeners, those of who are tuning in right now and listening to the replay, if you are starting your business online, that is great. Congratulations. There's a lot to doing that, and you need to market effectively. It's a great place to be. But if you really want that competitive edge, learn to bring it back old school. You know, I met with a couple about 3 weeks ago.
I heard somebody say belly to belly, and then I got too big a belly, so I got in trouble. But, you know, that's the old school idea, right?
That's the old school, face-to-face, mono-to-mono, right? Not fisticuffs fighting, but just having that, let's look in the eye,
sure,
and have that conversation. Ron, how can I help you today? What is it that you need? And so this whole concept of selling is really, in my opinion, in my perspective, it's what I teach. It's making sure, am I a good solution for the situation that you have? Can my company solve your problem? And if so, then let me show you how. Let's move forward from there.
So I want to ask you about selling, and I'm a big believer that a lot of selling is educating.
Yes.
So we're going to talk about that when we come back. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, we will also talk about some of those different programs that are out there for 3% down. Maybe you can buy a house for less than 3% down. All that and more. You can reach me anytime. Off-air number, 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990 or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us. Facebook.com/ronsiegelradio. On Twitter at Ron Siegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? ATP 279564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP 279564.
Most businesses struggle to get the online reviews they need to get a competitive edge over their competition. Rex is a brand new technology that uses text messages to direct happy clients to your online review sites, Zillow, Google, Facebook, and Yelp, and unhappy clients to a private survey so businesses can win more customers. Try Rex today by going to www.meetrex.com.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rates subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-7.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Your Credit Matters segment today being brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. You have a credit report. It is wrong. What are you doing about it? Credit Sanitizer has these solutions. Question becomes all the time, how do I know your credit report is wrong? Because they all are. Pretty simple. I've never seen one. I'm just telling you, I've never, ever seen a credit report that is completely accurate. I've been looking at credit reports for decades. Never seen one that's completely accurate. So get online with our friends over at CreditSanitizer.com. Get registered and get the information you need. For years, Federal Housing Administration, FHA, was the king of the low down payment mortgage mountain. Now, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, the government-sponsored enterprises, GSEs, that provide capital to the mortgage market, are designing loan products for hopeful home buyers with skinny savings accounts. And you know me, I don't talk about skinny very often on Ron Siegel Radio. It is not one of my favorite words. With Fannie Mae's Home Ready, Freddie Mac's Home Possible, a 3% down payment, or what lenders refer to as a 97% loan to value, is available on so-called conventional loans. Conventional loans are the loan products most often issued by lenders, Fannie Mae Home Ready Program. Jonathan Lawless, Vice President for Product Development Affordable Housing at Fannie Mae, says today's low down payment FHA loans can be expensive, quote unquote, with upfront and ongoing mortgage insurance premiums that last for the life of the loan. So Fannie Mae decided to build a competitive low down payment loan product of its own. There are income limits wrapped into the Home Ready program, except in designated low-income neighborhoods. Fannie's standard 97 loan-to-value loan doesn't have such restrictions if at least one borrower is a first-time home buyer, though the FHA is known for its relaxed lending requirements, including a credit score minimum of 580. Fannie's Home Ready has a little wiggle room of its own. It allows parents to be co-borrowers without residing in the home, and payments from a rental property can be considered as income source. Borrowers can also have up to a 50% debt-to-income ratio and a FICO as low as 620. Don't forget, when we're talking about the low down payment programs, one of the best loans on the market says, thank you to our veterans. They earned it. It's the veterans loan, the VA loan with no down payment. And certain rural areas, USDA has a loan with no down payment as well. That is the Your Credit Matters segment, again brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. You have a credit report. It is wrong. Credit Sanitizer has the solution for you. Continuing our conversation this morning, Deborah Sweet is in the house. We've been talking about selling. We've been talking about marketing. And I was just before the break bringing up the idea that, you know, I'm not a good salesperson. I prefer to educate people and guide them to probably what I think is the right decision for their family. Only they can make the right decision, right? But in the world that we're in, doing the home loans and home finance, there's a lot of options. And guiding somebody, educating somebody to make the right decision, that's kind of my world. I'm going to find out. Maybe I'm all wet. So what do you say, Deborah?
Actually, you're spot on.
Oh, okay.
So you saw the way that you approach is the way that I approach. So there's something that's called actually educational marketing and educational selling. And in my opinion, that is the best way because it's authentic. However, you need to have a strategy and understand some of the mechanics in the conversation so that ultimately you can kind of close the doors, so to speak, that lead to the best solution. And
I would suggest most people, if they've got the right heart, they know the right solution for the consumer or yes, whoever it is before they ever start the conversation.
Absolutely. And yes, I just had flashback to all the other people that don't because they're just in it for the money.
Right.
And
those are the people that won't be on Ron Siegel Radio.
Thank you. And those are the people that I had, you know, yeah, I get those phone calls too, you know.
Sure.
It's the classic case of bad marketing, bad selling, ineffective. And unfortunately, those are the kind of situations that we think of that are attached to the label of selling. However, but what you and I are talking about is a more authentic, it's a more genuine way. It's a way to build value, build relationships. You're marketing while you're selling. You get to sell while you're marketing, but you're educating. And so a lot of questions. A lot of times when you're selling through educational style, asking questions is a really key aspect to make sure that you have in your conversation.
So I had a friend of mine once upon a time who shared with me that whoever's asking the question is running the conversation. Is that true?
Can be.
Okay.
Yep, can be.
So I don't have to be telling somebody that the VA loan is the best loan on the market. I can be asking them a question about their scenario.
Yes.
And kind of lead them to the right answer.
Correct.
Okay.
Right. So by asking a series of very specific questions, you create what it helps you as the business owner determine what is the outcome that your potential client would like. That way you can go through your arsenal of your tools, your products, your services to then provide the right solution based upon their answers.
Interesting. Okay, so we're getting somewhere here. We're dealing with marketing versus selling. You know, I want to throw this at you, Deborah, and I didn't even talk to you about it before we went on air. I had a conversation, an on-air conversation, probably 2 months ago, because you were talking earlier about the concept of technology overwhelm.
Yes.
And I had a pastor on the show, and he was talking to me, and he was sharing with everyone listening the concept that we have to be real careful of this technology overload, especially with our kids.
Oh, it's huge.
Right? They're getting thrown things that adults can't handle, and we're giving them to 13, 14, 15-year-olds because they have access to technology, yet we're not monitoring them and doing them our job as a parent by educating them on what these things are all about. Do you see that also?
Completely. And it's not just with the children. It is affecting adults and, you know, adults too. I have shared this already that I see this all the time. I hear it all the time. And when we're talking about growing our business, that's my platform that I'm going to stick true to right now. When we're talking about growing your business, running your business, and you, every which way you turn, there's an interruption. So let's just talk about how I call it. There's a new book that I wrote. I wrote a book, released it in June, and this deals with, in this book, I share 7 principles that I have lived through and I've learned when I rehabilitated from a severe traumatic brain injury. What's really interesting about this, Ron, is that I lived in a state of chronic overwhelm for many, many years, only we didn't know it. The filters in my brain, everybody has these filters that protect us from our environment, and they're designed to do some really powerful things so that we can be healthy and thrive. Well, mine were broken for lots of reasons. So there's this, in the book I talk about, in fact, it's principle number 5. I call it shadows and shiny things. Shadows and shiny things.
Shadows and shiny
things. Shadows and shiny things. So what are shadows and shiny things? This happened, there was one particular day that I was dealing with just my life with my brain having these seizures and these overwhelms. And mind you, I'm still running my businesses, raising my kids, trying to get myself healthy. And there was this current reality. I just had this aha moment that there were all these little interruptions, all these distractions, and literally shadows. Shadows would cause me seizures. There would be days where I would be out and about if I was a passenger in the car and the sunlight on the lots of chrome. California cars have a lot of shiny chrome.
Right.
So the sun would shine on the chrome and it would bounce into my eyes and cause these seizures because I had this filter that wasn't working. So how does this relate to the overwhelm you're talking about? So in the book, I give a deep analogy of shadows and shiny things, but in business, for example, and technology, right? How many times have you gone into a client meeting or you're at work and there's, you know, a text goes off. We've become so acclimated or rewired. I don't want to say hardwired. I'm going to say we've been rewired that as soon as that bell on our phone dings, we're kind of like the Pavlov dog, right? We have to go and, oh my gosh, I have to check my text. No, world existed. So this is Deborah on a soapbox. The world existed for a long time without cell phones. You're not going to die.
Right.
There's no emergency. If you don't get that text right now, it's okay. However,
it'll drive you nuts with it because I get that as, you know, doing a daily radio show.
Yeah.
Between the text message, Facebook Messenger, email, my business phone system text messages.
Yes.
I mean, so how much I never get anything done.
That's my point. And that is where, so there's this overwhelm that is impacting our business owners and our professionals because we're spinning in these circles every day where we have not been taught. But I have had the very interesting journey to live through is how do we start to handle the overwhelm? How can we learn to take control of our brain so that we can manage and get through the moments in life and in business? And so,
talk a little bit about your book. We've only got about 30 seconds
left.
You
got it. So I'm going to give you a website. For your listeners here, you can get this book for free. This is something I want to share. Go to www.trailblazingtips.com. Trailblazingtips.com. You can download, get that book. And I share all 7 principles. And these are...
We're going to have to make sure that we get you to put that on the Ron Siegel Radio site.
Absolutely.
Some of us are driving right now. Some of us are after doing a radio show, so we can't write it down.
Great. I'll make sure you get that. But here's the thing. You can take these principles and apply them into life to help you get through those overwhelmed moments. You can also overlay them into business and be more effective in your sales and marketing too.
Beautiful. And for those of you that are real estate professionals, within the sound of my voice, we're going to be doing a seminar, believe it or not. And I had no clue that Deborah was going to get to this point today. But next month, September's Lunch and Learns, is all about time management, and I'm sure we're going to be talking about turning off some of these dingers and dongers and try and get some work done. And make sure that you set that first radio preset button to come back here every day to join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to Steve, who's engineering us today. And, of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions, call me anytime, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, make a lot of money so you can help a lot of people and have a lot of fun. Have a great day. We'll talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.
Let's go out and I can be saved. Ties that I tried.